three?
Speaker four.
This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just gonna throw this down here.
Sorry, what were your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
Katya.
Hi,
Katya.
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 Mike.
Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you, Eric. Yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle. Nice
Yeah,
to meet you.
nice
Guys,
to meet you
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake your just like
Get
your hand.
Get
And this is
started.
the cake
Pretty
as well.
awesome. There.
I think there is milk.
Who's that for?
Someone is late for the party.
Thank you. This looks great.
Great.
Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too
what
much
I need
noise,
to wear
yeah.
and also what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think
Ooh,
so.
yummy.
A little on the side.
Yummy.
Didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food for
Yeah.
all of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
Can you miss you last week?
I know. I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really? Who
That's
did
really
you guys
intense.
play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really even count. That was the next week.
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Reached my share.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome, though.
We're down by three with maybe 4 seconds left. And Tom got fouled at the three-point line. And shot three or, you know,
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one. Chucked the third one. Got his own rebound and made it at
Oh,
the buzzer.
yeah.
It was amazing. Really
That's
fun.
awesome.
Like watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
All about basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, we're
And
like
you?
in the same. Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
could call
it's
it
like
that. It's like a work league here.
Yeah, the Moffitt Gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
They have like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
Feel like that would be
Sounds
fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the Facebook room meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
here.
We'll have to go back for more later.
Yeah.
This is my first time I'm trying the LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
It's Ian. It's all a new trend now.
It's very basic but very tasty.
So do you think they use like little, you know, just like flavor?
Oh,
Or is it that
absolutely
one?
not.
I don't yeah. I don't
Yeah.
think it's
It's
real.
all like sweetened and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but it's
Perfect.
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It is tasty, though.
Oh, no. Everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Nice, too.
Yeah, you too. Nice. Where in San Francisco? You know where Almani is? You know, just like close to Mission District, but actually Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose, near Santana Row.
That's my current area, too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. What are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, I had to get away. I was born and raised around here,
Oh,
so
wow.
I need to get away from home for
Yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly I end up hanging out with my
And it's not as bad, at least I'm probably 30 minutes, I guess, further south.
Do you
Yeah,
want me to
my
be take
house.
the shuttle?
Mhm.
Yeah.
I do.
Me
I don't
too.
know that I've seen you
No,
off
I
the bus
really,
though.
I take the west line all the way, so.
Yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
or
Yeah,
just hang
yeah,
out.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you it's close, right? So you're just like, it's no longer you, it's
You'd
us.
think so.
Unless there isn't traffic.
Traffic
There's
should
traffic.
be bad.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's so
time I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic around?
holiday.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction
it's
right
gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Yeah, that's nice.
For sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in the area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah, Orange County.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Yeah, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up
nice.
at same area.
Wow.
Wow.
But yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You aim for the farthest distance
That's true.
of
Yeah.
yeah,
If
your
to
fiction.
travel, yeah, if to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around the earth.
Yeah, true.
It will be faster for
One day.
sure. Yeah. One day, yeah.
You don't gotta go back often enough.
Yeah, not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
wood nephew.
Oh,
Okay.
nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Almost.
No, it's like 1 week prior should be done.
Okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
one
that's
too,
awesome.
even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If
guess.
it's on.
Yeah.
What's
Really,
yeah?
For the World Cup I do. It's a little
It's
Yeah.
a big event.
That's yeah.
Mhm.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting
it's fun.
for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously is
Didn't
not
qualify.
playing, so can't root for them, you know. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for, I think, the first time
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, been a few years.
History or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Rooting for good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
That's pretty
good.
good. A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
happening.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Pretty cool to see. A lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah.
Mine is figure skating. I love figure
Oh.
skating, watching figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the
Yeah,
time and everyone's
tired.
like, she's good and you know, just like you know, in the character, like she's fallen down. I was just, I'm not into character, I just fallen down
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, you know, football, like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, a little bit of that and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and
Nice.
stuff like
Oh,
that. Yeah. Until
nice.
my body just
Yeah.
stop
Good
hearing
workout
those
though.
years off, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like getting my butt kicked than
Yeah.
that, but
It wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh,
Yeah.
no.
lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You guys
Yeah, me
Yeah,
too.
me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Yeah.
I guess once a week. Though I have
On
not been making
Wednesdays.
the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right? Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew up
You guys weren't
playing
in basketball,
basketball.
Paula.
Right,
Julia?
that's
Oh
true.
yeah.
Yeah. That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like everyone
You're
else,
given
these
permission.
fair weather
Yeah,
fans.
exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those were the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz I was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier, you know, just like the more they started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive
Oh yeah.
the tickets
And
would get.
they're now very good.
Yeah, too good. Like I can't afford to go
Yeah,
there.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting of course, you know, that they are moving into San Francisco.
Yeah.
Instead of keeping it, you know, in Oakland because Oakland also needs developments like that.
It's
And San
gonna be
Francisco's already
packed.
really crowded. Just Giants, you know, stadium would accept it, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse then. It's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, you know, just like I'm just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, you know, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there and only
Yeah.
over helicopter.
Yeah. Within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like
I think
next
it's next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, 2019. Is it 2018 now
Wow.
already? Yeah. No. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah, so I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
can
crazy.
get expand unless
Yeah.
Who do they play?
They play the Pelicans. So
That's pretty big.
Oh, the Growl.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Growl.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs. Yeah.
Wow, and they're still going for that much?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I would like to get another plate. We
I
haven't
may,
ordered
yeah,
food.
we'll probably
Oh,
get some
we made
more.
a lot of food today.
We'll probably get
So
more soon.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. I like it if it's kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have
It is
you
also
seen it?
good.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends were telling me, that it's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
The Americans,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about dumplings.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by an Asian female.
Very cool.
It's impressive how they take on those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in and kind
Yeah.
of like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But
did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the pro- process.
Yeah.
But, you know, when Tina came in to visit, like, it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions,
Oh, wow.
right?
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw, like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
Like,
saw
that
that
took
late
me a while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it. Also, I loved it as
Good.
well.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wish
it's pretty crazy.
the actress, you know, because
So
to bring
many.
movies, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband's a dreamer. I said, like, for me, it's a little bit too much of a salad. Mix together all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's, like, Black Panther and, you know,
Yeah.
like, all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time?
You
There's
don't.
40 different people.
You can't,
I don't think
right?
you can, Sid.
And such big name people,
That's
too.
so true.
They didn't even get, like, a prologue to, like, read up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For, yeah, for what it is, I'm normally, I set the bar really low. Or expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind of
That's good. For me, it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. Just like, let's go for it. And then I'm just
Better
like,
be good.
really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. I'm still enjoyable.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and, you know, probably, like, kind of never go back again. That would be, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
Airplane movies.
That's
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch cuz you can. You have nothing else
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those
do.
that don't
I do.
have screens.
Yeah, it's Cathay Pacific.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm actually, I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, I've heard you do a couple
Yeah.
times, so that's nice.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yes.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that and then as you land in, you're just like, I don't remember what words I was like, it was
Yeah,
fun.
right? The only problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't. You break the glass and
It's just like,
you're
oh, no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that those
It's your first
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in Macau class,
Yeah.
in fact.
Mm.
Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year's packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. You gotta, like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh, my God.
Mhm.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at, like, Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah,
And I'm,
well.
like, looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the
and,
bachelor.
yeah, the clothes. It's
Oh,
all
no.
With all those parties coming up on, like, literally the rituals, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. You name it. Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? You know, just like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end with it.
Yeah.
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And
Yeah.
then what's next? Kids' birthday parties?
Mhm.
Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah. You just attend them anyway.
Si- business idea here. Rent
Some
some
of my
children.
friends decided not to have kids after
Yeah.
and just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of, and there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids then
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You get dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't, and I'm like taking this baby from our friends and you're just like and she's like "Hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute it" and like, "No thanks, I love your baby guys, but no thanks."
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't want to touch
You
your
good.
baby.
That's funny.
Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
you're
and
and you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's
or
not for fun,
Oh.
unfortunately.
Can you
Yeah.
turn it into fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
That's what I did last time too.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I saw my South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
Oh, cool.
very cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said
Wow.
yes,
Yeah.
yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston. So it's gonna be really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
Nice.
ready for that.
But the good part is they have almost every place has swimming pools. You can really enjoy it.
Only one is a barbecue next to us for reunion. I'll be good. That's next week already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know, time flies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Fourth of July.
Last time I went to Texas I did barbecue after day one I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats
Yeah.
the salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
Yeah.
salt and sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, I wanna watch this documentary, like here's a slab of butter on bread like have at it, like cornbread.
And lemonade with like just sugar,
Yeah, and then
sugar
all
water.
that sweet tea, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
That's so good though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But trying not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't feel like I'm so
Really?
excited this year to celebrate my birthday doing a barbecue party or a party. But you know San Francisco, how we get gifts and it so happens it's the weirdest day ever.
Oh yeah.
So we need to start the, you know, just like party to last a while.
Oh, yeah. Just keeps going out. Was this next to the water?
Or Chrissy Hill or something? McLaurin Jet?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just like if it's our money, you know, just and there is still the revenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh wow.
It's a little
I don't know about
wilder.
it.
It has a beautiful lake and it has a couple of boutique restaurants nearby. But to make sure short it's all of the food wasn't covered with egg sugar.
Oh yeah.
Because
Oh
like
man.
it is so
Well that kind
thick.
of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah.
Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean that stuff is
Yeah.
or do Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
Out in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I was in Austin, Texas couple months ago for a bachelor party and we got some barbecue down there but I felt terrible after eating it. Like it actually wasn't even that good because the one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people
Yeah.
and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh let's just go to like this one next door and it was not very good. And I felt horrible after eating it. But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, at least you crossed it off and
Yeah.
Just more expense.
Yeah, I just gotta do all the other southern shit.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again.
Mhm.
Be a better barbecue hunter.
Yeah. I just did my first chop this fall. Down in Norwalk. That was awesome too.
Wow.
Like, it was for a wedding and
Cool.
they have a blowout hut right on the bayou.
That's
So
awesome.
it's fuck it,
So
that's
how did
awesome.
it come to you and like if they booked it or that?
They had a trailer with like where they boiled it at the hut, and it's just probably like the size of a table full of crawfish. And they just started like scooping and like shoving enough crawfish on their plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then when you're done, there's like this little bar you just recycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's
Mhm.
fun. Wait, what? Is it just like filled up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get it or something. I'm sure. Something like that.
Oh, gators.
But yeah, it was like green frozen maybe. Yeah, at least. Well, that's where they come from the bayou, so yeah, or yeah, you would think all the spices at this trailer park
Yeah.
too. So yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food? This is a hard one.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, if that
Mike
makes any
rolls on
sense.
the left.
Yeah.
That's the only meal that's like named away from us. Oh, except for, Polish skinny food when we came here to Cyprus.
Which?
Polish skinny. Polish skinny is
Oh.
in the original expression.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese.
Oh.
How about you?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food, anything. Yeah.
And then the Asian category. Yeah, Japanese and Taiwanese food.
What
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
They're all fairly different though, like which
Oh yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food.
Okay.
A lot of Taiwanese food. I went to a few like ramen kind of things.
What about you, Michael?
I would say Italian food is that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
Sounds so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
Really?
Like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
on the streets.
Street food versus junk. I'm not sure if it's good or not. Are we talking about wonton soup? It's my favorite.
Wonton soup, I guess.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
of.
Just kidding.
I'm thinking of more like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yeah.
Like yeah, so
Steamed and
yeah, like very fresh ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
But that was more what I was first
That makes sense.
shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And
Yeah.
then I had to eat more of the cleaner stuff and was like, this is better.
Yeah. So which is your favorite part in Cantonese, dish maybe in Cantonese?
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose Cantonese?
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
Those are
Those are
good.
amazing.
That's what I was thinking about when you said,
Yeah.
like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And then also
Just
King's
amazing.
Pigeon Duck. Oh.
Yeah, they roasted like suckling pigs and stuff you can get.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not
Six week old baby pig and stuff
No,
in there.
suckling. Just like I think reminded me like there is in Napa Valley there is a place just like old Castilian muscle one.
Oh yeah, I've been to that before.
You've been there, right? So, and you know that they do tournaments? And they where there's like, there are knights that, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know, after that, after premiere, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the road, you know, cross streets, you know, so.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you, anyone in the room, you know, looks like a vegetarian or vegan?
Not really, no.
I was like, I didn't know if you are. But it was like some people might find it.
Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing actually, huge, huge pig
Oh
with
wow.
an apple in its mouth.
That sounds good.
It's pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know like my Greek friend, they would do a roast pig for their family reunions and stuff.
I heard like they do like lamb roast or something
Like, oh yeah.
Oh my god, they can take
Yes, they eat it all,
Oh
yeah.
Whatever meat.
Right. Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so more so the pasta, yeah. And obviously some, you know, pasta with meat. Like once had this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals, it was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. I still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
Wow.
With the local wine, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though, on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Okay, it takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, and anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine. I call it my French cuisine because I think it's the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we just spoiled here because we have really good restaurants here, obviously.
We do, yeah, the diversity of food.
For sure.
Yeah.
And for the Italian, my favorite is a pasta dish, carbonara, you know, just so, and for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My favorite. And so, and then Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh, that's hard.
I don't even know where to start.
Just to try, you know, just like which one
Yeah,
did
one
you like
last
so
meal.
far?
Yeah,
Last
one
meal.
last meal.
It'd be sushi for me. Really
Tomorrow's something like
fatty
that for
tuna.
like
salmon.
A fatty tuna.
Pretty much all of them, like it's all
Toro.
gravy or something.
Really?
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My
So
tolerance isn't great, but
it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible. How can you taste it? You're not
Well, I guess it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
Sitting in China in
hot
heaven.
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
and like nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
I do that to people,
That's really the way you should
That's
cook it.
terrible.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cause they and I was just like, what is going on? I was like, I'm like And they're like,
You
oh
went to the
yeah,
dentist.
Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
You recommend that.
there's one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of them, yeah. I
Chino?
think about Hai Di Lao.
Hai Di Lao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth,
I'm not really
definitely
sold
recommend
right now
it.
for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
It's like
You're
going
not
to the
supposed
dentist.
You do
It's
it
great
I'm okay with spicy. I'm getting better.
when you have people confident, like, oh yeah, I can skin meat. Like taking someone real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like, whoa,
Different.
this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Just can't feel it anymore.
Yeah.
Interesting. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste.
There's a tang.
Yeah.
Like a tangy.
So when we eat it, do you get used to it?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer away at a Chimichanga. So maybe in like
I don't feel it less. No.
That's an also interesting thing. Each country have their own spice. Where I'm originally come from, in Russia, it's so we kinda just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in both our country. Also like the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like mix. But from the previous republics come this invention, so we have this you know, the spice is called ajika with different herbs with you know, just like a mix. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of herbs and that they always mix somehow with tomatoes or teas, you know. So in Asian culture this is the wasabi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horseradish usually.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
So the ones you get here, yes, it's like infused horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan and the north, or down south.
Wasabi type?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Is that what you said?
Wasabi goes,
Yes.
pepper is the
Yeah.
hot pepper. Yeah.
Hunan province
Oh my god.
has some
French
real
is
hot
fire.
food.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard that in Peru they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. I don't know for soaps and dabas and masks. So but they you know, just like a smallest amount, even if this is safran, in big amounts can make your sort of blood, you know, become a jelly because you cannot really eat a lot of safran spice. That's why it's all in small, you know, just
Really?
like So be careful on safran, guys.
Yeah.
So but the spices, you know, just like there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is when we had a lemonade stand?
I don't know. I like this one.
So for me the spiciest thing was, you know, just like probably sea chili that I ever tried. And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's not true. Have you ever heard of your hair setting on
No.
fire? No, try sea chili.
I have, wow.
That's like so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant had this sandwich and they're all so different. Like some places are just like chicken, garlic.
Yeah.
And then others were like really spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. The whole time I just walked around with my mouth was like you can just taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty dramatically spicy here.
Keep your taste in the food.
Yeah.
Your wine tasting around Oriental, they just keep your taste
Yeah.
in the food.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's funny. I could do that. I caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys have done?
I will be obvious. Tamales Palace.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Yeah. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
San
a bit.
is that where San San Jose?
Kinda. Well, it's still
Fuck.
there. It's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamales
Tamales
Bay?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales Bay.
Do you know where all the oyster farms and all that are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
Yeah.
they closed it. No?
They reopened it but they don't have picnics here there anymore.
Oh,
So it's
okay.
just Yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic section.
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
They
That's another
still
one.
Yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Kind of did. That
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. I interview that all the time. I get a lot of like chefs and oysters all the day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something?
they just
Or
sell you like a bag of oysters. They're like, "Here you go. Get up, Oyster Shucker."
Oh,
And
okay.
what we would do like we would typically go out for like birthday parties though. Sometimes we'd rent like a bus or something for us
Yeah.
and just yeah, bring other garbage picnic snacks
Equipment,
and stuff
yeah.
like that
Yeah.
and then just oysters everywhere.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Where is this in it's north of SF?
North, yeah. It's just keep going past right north of Bellingham. It's like an hour or so. Yeah, just like just Hog Island.
will be posing like out, you know, just like the thing out on the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking to it. It has a very vanity look on it.
Well, not that I know of. What do you like to do around here in this outfit?
I don't know. If you're after it, I recommend like Mission Peak, if
Yeah.
you haven't done that before. It's pretty intense. I didn't realize that
I
and
didn't
I
do that.
didn't bring
Me
water
neither.
I didn't bring
Me
enough water.
neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
It's
No
about,
shade.
well,
Yeah.
that'd be a quick little hike.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know if you'll walk up a mountain.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So
How long was this hike?
Like 3 miles?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so
straight
not that
up.
long, but it's
No.
Yeah.
still intense,
You're
huh?
just still climbing up
The
to all
elevation.
the top peaks, but
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, okay, this was a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution. And I
Wow.
was like, okay, that's not bad. And then I actually do it and I'm like, this is pretty
Okay.
tough. I don't know.
Wow.
I consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when you're where you do not sweat like this weekend. Cuz this weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you guys
You went
can
this
get out.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend was really
Yeah.
hot. And my apartment doesn't have AC, so it was
No.
pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Main Island, sometimes it's raining and sometimes it's wet, but for the full window of the month, it's really nice. It's AC, so you don't have
Yeah,
any
but it's
problems.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Yeah.
Yeah.
like
Yeah. You have like natural AC,
Yeah.
it's hot.
You never
Yeah.
There was that heat wave last year, I don't know. I don't
Oh,
have
yeah.
air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, I don't either.
No. It's usually like 50 degrees at my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat, and sometimes I kinda do. It's like, eh. It's just always
Turn on all
kind
the
of like
stoves and just hover around
cold,
that.
yeah. But I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so our cold and our hot
Yeah.
are really,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
almost immoderately comparable.
You guys gamble in
Yeah.
California, Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's kinda crazy.
RC's pretty low going up
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because like I lived here for about 10 years and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like recently I discovered a place by Lowell Gardens. Have you heard this? You heard
What's
the view
that?
of the Kerskos Lake? You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's located actually from 2:80. It's from San Francisco 20 or 30 minutes away, you know, to visit in huge flowers and have you ever been to Kerskos?
No.
Oh.
I haven't either.
Like California,
Kerskos.
I always
I've
want
been here my
to.
whole life and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen,
that's
so.
one of those places cuz it's all just passive driving to LA like
Yeah.
that. And you're like, I just wanna get there nonstop.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can't at any time.
I've never been to Saint Petersburg.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, but not Saint Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even been to Alcatraz. I guess
Yeah,
I know
see,
where
there
I'm
we
going
go.
going there.
That's funny. Like
Yeah.
you grew up here too,
Yeah,
then.
I know. So
Something.
I've never been there.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
So that's when you would do like museums or monuments. That was otherwise
Yeah.
just the cool things.
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
The building there, they didn't allow you, now they don't allow you, except you need to write your signature.
They're still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Hmm.
always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of